Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Many, many years ago in East Tennessee, Norris Dam was constructed. It's part of the huge network known as the Tennessee Valley Authority. Now, Norris Dam was one of those many projects designed to bring electric power to the rural South. And shortly after the dam began operations, a night worker remarked how strange it was to see some nearby cabins still being lit with kerosene lamps, while the people were living in the shadow of the greatest source of electric power in the region. Some chose not to connect to it. Though both give light, they are not equal, nor are they the same thing. Like what Jesus said today in the gospel lesson, he tells the Pharisees that they're holding to human traditions and not to the commands of God. When Jesus says this, it's not like he's comparing two equal things, is it? No. Like the kerosene lamps do not compare to electricity, so also the traditions of man do not compare to the commands of God. Oh, they may look similar, but their substance, their reality, is vastly different. In truth, they are not at all alike. Jesus isn't saying to prefer one over the other. He's saying that they have given up what God has given them and replaced it with something far, far inferior, the traditions and the rules of man. That's something that doesn't compare to the commands of God in the least. One is shadow. The other is substance. They've given up the substance for the shadow. They've turned upside down what people are made for. We're made for relationship with God. We're not made to follow man-made rules. The Pharisees were doing what we all do. We try to substitute an earthly shadow for the heavenly reality. You've heard the expression, he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good. That's someone who's replaced true worship of God in heaven with simply looking like someone who thinks they're keeping the correct rules. But really what they're trying to do is they're trying to put themselves in control of the relationship with God. Take marriage in the epistle lesson today. Our marriages are to be a reflection of the relationship that we have with God through Jesus, not apart from him. The church is the bride. Jesus is the bridegroom. Jesus is the one who comes to us, and he lights the fire of passion for him in our souls. Our marriages mirror that relationship. They reflect the love of God as we live out that love with each other as husband and wife, as bride and groom. Now, if you were married in the church, you most likely went through marital counseling with the pastor. Anybody recall any of their advice from that counseling? Or what about, let me ask you this. What's the best advice on marriage you've ever heard? Anybody? What's that?
Be worthy.
Okay. All right. Love one another. Okay.
Love her more, quit loving.
love her more or quit loving her. That's good. I haven't heard that one before. St. Paul today also gives some marriage advice that guys love to quote. It goes, "Wives, submit to yourselves to your own husbands, as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything." Boy, guys like to think that's the way that says it all. Well, we know, of course, that isn't where it ends. We've got to go from there and read the following verses. Let's read these verses together out loud, please. "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless." These words of advice on marriage from St. Paul speak of sacrifice. Sacrifice for the other. And a willing submission to one another, and by so doing, demonstrate love for each other. Kind of like wisdom that we talked about last week. Love is something you do. Now, these words of St. Paul, sadly, can be forgotten in the daily living out of married life. But this advice is not just for the married. These words of advice are there to illustrate that marriage is to be an example in daily life of what Christ has done for us all. Jesus has sacrificed his life on the cross, his whole entire life, so that we might be, as St. Paul tells us, a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. Jesus took on the penalty for the sin with which we had stained all of God's creation, and for which we rightly deserve eternal punishment. We soiled the substance with our sin. But Jesus made the sacrifice of love on the cross to redeem us from that just and righteous punishment that we so richly deserve. And now by his sacrifice in our place, we know now that we are loved and we are cherished, protected, and cared for. And now we live in that renewed and that better relationship with God. That then allows us to live that way in all of our earthly relationships as well, not just the married ones, but it includes the married one. Now, speaking of the marriage relationship, after being away on a business trip, Bill thought it would be nice to bring his wife home a little gift. "How about some perfume?" he asked the cosmetics clerk. She showed him a bottle costing $50. "Well, that's way too much," said Bill. So she came back with a smaller bottle for $30. "That's still quite a bit," Bill complained. Growing a bit impatient, the clerk came back with a bottle costing $15. "What I mean," said Bill, "is I'd like to see something real cheap. Do you have anything real cheap?" After a moment, the clerk came back with a mirror and said, "Here, take a look in there." Bill just didn't get it, did he? He failed to grasp what God tells us today about sacrificial living, about living in such a way that we truly submit to one another for the sake of Jesus Christ. This Bill simply didn't want to do for his wife. St. Paul's admonition for men is to love their wives as Christ loved the church, and that is sacrificially. That applies to other relationships as well, to all of our relationships. How can I be of service to you? Now, most guys would agree that if their wives were threatened or put in danger, they would immediately dare all and do whatever it takes to rescue or save their spouse. However, that situation is rare in our daily life, and for that we thank God. But how is a wife supposed to know that a husband is willing to do that if he won't make the small everyday sacrifices that demonstrate to her his commitment for her? Look back at the gospel lesson again. Jesus there talked about how the Jewish leaders had made it possible for the parent-child relationship and those responsibilities to be broken by the child so that the Jewish leaders could line their pockets. In other words, the relationship that God had wanted with his people to be a caring and loving one had been turned instead into a profit center for the priests. But what does Jesus call us to do? He calls us to set aside the shadow of man's rules for the substance of God's loving commands in the light of his great love. And St. Paul tells us that sacrificial substance is what we're to live out in all of our daily relationships. How can I be of service to you? One time I was at a car dealership and getting my vehicle worked on, and it took several hours. And as I waited, I overheard people being interviewed at the dealership for jobs. And in each of those interviews, there were two questions that stood out for me. They were asked each time. The first was, tell me about an instance where you needed to give extra effort. And the second was, tell me about an instance where you were put into a difficult situation, and how did you handle that? I thought those were interesting questions. They're good questions also for life and marriage. The first question reminded me of advice that Dana and I got when we were married. Remember, I asked you about advice that you had gotten from the pastor when you got married. I remember Pastor Rissmiller, what he told us. He drew a diagram on the whiteboard with two arrows meeting in the middle. They formed an X, and he asked a question. Do you think that you are each to give up to give 50% to the marriage? Then he said, there is no such thing as 50-50 in marriage. No, he said, it is up to you to give 100% to the relationship. To do less is to hold back from your partner. St. Paul's words today remind us we're to be like Christ and give to one another as Christ gave to us. How may I be of service to you today? We're not called to the great adventure of living a life for God only to keep something back. We're not called to give only a portion of ourselves to our relationship with God. And besides, what makes us think that that's such a thing of holding back from God is even possible? As he said through Isaiah in the Old Testament lesson today, woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, who sees us? Who will know? God knows us from the moment of our conception. The Psalms tell us that it is God that knits us together in our mother's womb. We are known totally by God, and we cannot hide who we are from him. So, it's futile to try and to think that we can hold back anything from God. And again, from the Old Testament lesson, verse 13, the Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught." This, of course, dovetails nicely and well with what Jesus said in the gospel lesson regarding putting human traditions before the commands of God. Remember our opening story of those who chose not to join the electric power grid. They chose to cut themselves off from that endless supply of power for light. Instead, they chose to keep laboring on their own, to put kerosene in the lamps, to get wicks on their own, and matches, and all of the other things that made light dependent upon themselves. They preferred that. They preferred to do it themselves rather than rely on the power of electricity. They would not let that endless supply of power provide light for them. That illuminates the point that there are those who do withhold themselves fully from trusting in the redeeming relationship given to us by the Holy Spirit of God in Jesus Christ. Because that would mean relying on God and not themselves for the power to give His light and so live in His love. They do not honor God with their hearts. They seek to honor only themselves. If only they would allow the love of God to fill their lives. God pursues them by the power of the Holy Spirit and from the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to give them His power, His grace, His love. It's the light of His love through the redemption won for the world by Jesus Christ that grants us peace and power for daily living. How may I be of service to you today? He has come to save. It's His power that lights our lives, our loves, and our relationships. Say it with me. How may I be of service to you today? Say it again. How may I be of service to you today? By the washing of baptism, we bear His name. And so we carry that everlasting light of Jesus to those who sit in darkness. May we ever rely on that light of Christ to fill us, shine through us to others, and remind us of the power found only in God's surpassing love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.